that truly desires to go to heaven. The mercy and grace of God makes you to come across this ministry. You have no problem again. Your desire is granted. Because all we need to know, to hear, to do, to go to heaven, God is giving it to us in this age. It's religious people that argue with us. Those of you who were here on our Tuesday program, last Tuesday, you saw the man that came and was boasting that he was a theologian. A theologian cannot see revelation. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. A theologian cannot see revelation. So it is not about theology. Amen. The just shall live by faith. And without faith, it is not possible to please God. It's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. Faith, there is revelation. Without revelation, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. And the response we receive all over the world from this channel. All of you sponsoring this television, you don't know the ministry you are into. From those remote villages, from those remote parts of the whole world, people are hearing things they should hear. Amen. I was discussing with Pastor Weston earlier in the day. I said, what was in my mind all this while that gave birth to this television channel was that everywhere, all Christian churches, denominational churches, they have invaded the airwaves with what they let the make the people think is Christianity. Meanwhile, what they are showing is not the real Jesus. They have been showing people another Jesus. They have been preaching another gospel. They have been giving the people another spirit instead of the Holy Ghost. How do I know? By their fruits. If you receive the Holy Ghost, you will live a holy life. Hallelujah. If the spirit you receive is from heaven, you will be heavenly in your lifestyle. But if the spirit you receive is an earthly spirit, you will be earthbound in your doctrines and in your life. All that you'll be wanting to acquire is earthly things you want to acquire. Nothing heavenly, because the spirit you have is the spirit of this world, not the heavenly one. Amen. And then, before you know what, everywhere, all the channels, everywhere, I say, ha, God, give us opportunity to also tell them that the same people here that tell them who the truth. And God, He gave us this channel. And now we are following them bumper to bumper. We are following them bumper to bumper. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the people of God, their eyes are opening. A pastor is here from our midst, from one of the big denominations. He said he knows that when he goes back to his station, he said he knows there will be trouble. He said, but he's ready for the trouble. Because he has identified with the truth. He said they gathered them in their region. The regional pastor came to teach all the pastors in the region the doctrines of their church. And then they came with the statement that they believe in three persons in one God. And that baptism is the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. But because he has watched this channel, he told them, Oga regional overseer, listen. But the Bible said, he said the man shot him down and told them, who ordained this one? Pastor. Are you saying you know more than our daddy Joe? Our daddy Joe teach like this. You, your own, you know contrary. Do you know more than him? That is the problem in Christianity. You are showing somebody Bible. He is showing you what his denomination is teaching. And God is going to judge us by this Bible, not by anywhere. Not by anywhere, not by anywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A sister traveled overseas. Then, when she finished spending her holiday, she wants to leave the country, Germany. And then, when she got there, she has a 3-month visa. So, she felt, even if I stay there for 30 days, no problem. But as she was about leaving, going out of the country of Germany, they saw her passport. They say, you overstay by 1 day. You are supposed, although you have 3 months visa, you cannot stay at, multiple visa. You can come and go within the 3 months, but you cannot stay more than 30 days at a time. Now you have stayed beyond 30 days. You spent 31 days. You spent 1 day extra. Why? And she said, I saw the 3 months. I did not see the 30 days in the visa. And they told her, ignorance is no excuse. It is written there. You were supposed to see it. Then, she was telling me, but it is the fault of the agent that gave me the visa for me. He said, he's supposed to tell me. I said, shut up. It is written there. You collected it, was with you. Why did you not read it? Why were you waiting for somebody else to tell you? It's written there. So you face the penalty. Ignorance is no excuse. They fine her. She had to pay. They pay me, pay before they leave and go. Ignorance is no excuse. Because you go to school. If the book is there with you, the Bible is there with you, why are you waiting for another man to influence your understanding of the Bible? That is the problem with Christianity. Study and show yourself approved. And if you study, the pulpit will be careful about how they teach. Hallelujah. Igbo was reminding me today. Where is Igbo? See vision for somebody somewhere? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Somebody who came from my former church. The child of a man that came from one of my churches that I was attending before. He was telling me just this evening. He said, he came here with a problem. The father is sick. And then he said, your father is sick from so-so church. He knows Brother Moses. He said, yes now. He said, why is he not coming for prayer? He said, even as he come here, so. The man don't know, say he come here. Oh, because him, their pastor here, say they come here. He said, why? Why is like that? He told me that the man told him, say, when I was in that church, he said, at that pastor, see Pepe, for my hand. An ordinary church member. I was an ordinary church. I was not a minister in that church. But you bend the scripture before you finish. I don't say no to you. You talk like this. What of this scripture? Please, sir, balance it for me. Amen. Then if you say, Brother Moses, see me in the office later, I say no. Reply me where you said it. Not before your office, you talk up. You said it in the pulpit. Now you want to go and explain to me secretly, then the rest will come. And I told the pastor one time, he got angry with me. I told him, I said, sir, with all his pastors in his office, they were sitting down there. I said, sir, always remember that we, when they sit down for congregation, the books you read, we read it also. So don't talk to us as if it is your exclusive right, knowledge. As if that knowledge you have, nobody else has access to it. The sermon book of William Branham, with the rhythm. The the Bible with the reader. We go to school like you. So why will you be teaching us as if we are dons? You know that kind of person will not like me. When we met the minister of William Branham, the pastor from First Square, that I got born again through him, they heard that they brought the sermon books of William Branham. He said, gather those books, go and burn them. But I had seen a copy the previous day, and I read it, and I didn't see anything unscriptural. I said, sir, and all the other members, they packed the books and burnt all of them. So remaining my own, I said, if I burn this one, what thing are they burning them for? Maybe there is something I don't know. I don't understand. I said, sir, including this one, where I read, so he said, everything, burn everything. I said, sir, can you read it and tell me anything that contradicts the Bible here? He said, I am your pastor. I am telling you, burn it. Now I vex. I said, sir, because I was inside prison yard. I said, sir, I did not give my life to Christ because you ordered me to give my life to Christ. I said, the fact that we are inside the prison yard does not mean our brain too is in prison. I said, stop that nonsense, sir. He said, okay, go. You can go. You don't listen to your pastor. Whatever happened to you is on to you. I said, I didn't know it was at your command that I was giving my life to Christ. Praise the Lord. I was correcting a pastor of one of my former churches. I was their song leader in the church. I love to sing. I was always leading them in song worship. Then, on a communion service day, he talked one something like that. And I corrected him. I said, no, you don't talk like that. You preach it and then leave everybody for their conviction to act on it. Okay, you gave this list. Now, you didn't kiss this other one. So, this other one that I guilty of it, they all came taking the communion because you didn't mention their own. Then the other one that you mentioned, they don't take. I said, I don't expect you to act like that. The man from the pulpit that night, vexed, irate. I sit down. When we closed, I went to his office behind. That's why I tap him, like my boy. I said, Pastor, why you vexed like that? No! Ramos, you are fond of doing this. Doing what? Because I corrected you. He vexed. And then I knew immediately. The next service, I saw a brother that was leading song in that church before I came. And because maybe I was better than him, so he gave me chance to be leading. I saw him standing at the gate with hymn book waiting. I told my wife, I said, they're not going to let me lead song for the church again. Immediately I went there and called. I said, oh, Brother David, you are leading song today, isn't it? He said, yes. I believe it. I said, I expected it. God bless you. He do them the next service, two services. He do them. The third service, the musicians were saying, ah, Brother Moses, no listen. What happened? The other pastors went to meet the man. Why is Brother Moses not leading song? And then he said, because he believed. That is like, this is what he believes, this is what he believes, and it's contrary. One of the pastors said, I go out with him on evangelism. I know he stand on this. I think you are misunderstanding. He said, no, if it is so, then he should come and tell me that he does not believe it the way I think he believes. And then one of the pastors came to meet me. This is what they had in their pastoral meeting. Please, I should go and tell the pastor that this. I said, that is the reason. He will not allow me to lead song in the church. Then I went to him. I said, I didn't know that it was at your pleasure I was leading song. I thought I was worshiping God. I didn't know it is you I was pleasing. I'm not going to lead song again. I stand on what I say. Praise the Lord. Then before he said, no, I didn't mean it that way. Please go and lead the song. I say, oh, a little song. So there are many of you, pastor, you are listening to me now. You are serving God at the pleasure of a man. your geo, your pastor. And let me tell you, you in that type of service is never accepted by God. Your approval is from a man instead of from God. And because your approval is from man, you want to follow what that man wants you to do. Even if the Holy Ghost wants you to do contrary, as long as your GO says so. Ha! Man! Did your GO die for you? Can your GO take you to heaven? Can any man stop you from going to heaven? Why have you mortgaged your soul with the hand of such people? Witches are behind pulpits, and you think they are servants of God. Praise God. And the reason why you are afraid of him is because of the miracle signs and wonders. That's why last Friday we spoke here. We look at the topic. What did I call the topic? Why the miracles? Because those miracles, many of them, are genuinely from God. We know the ones that Babalawo have changed their signboard. That is different. But I'm saying there is another group that they did not get it anywhere. It is a genuine anointing from God. And unless you personally know to the contrary, me here, I will say confidently that the anointing in many of these places, let me not call names today. Amen. Okay, I'm not going to call plenty, I'll call only small. The anointing of Oyakhilome is genuine. The anointing of TB Joshua is genuine. Who again? Who again? Eh? Listen. Listen. Some people are calling Oyedepo. Some people are calling Redeem Adeboye. Who? Chuzi, I beg you, don't call Chuzi here, please. Okay. Amen. Some people are calling, yes, the anointing on Chuzi is genuine. At least, not going to attack me, I say it's genuine. It's genuine. Not going to fight me, I say it's genuine. Lazarus Mocha is anointed by God. Unless you know contrary. Now, you mentioned Adeboye, Oyedepo. And maybe you want to mention Ashimoloa. Listen. These three people, they are not known for miracles. They are motivational speakers. So they are not the category I'm talking about. The attraction that goes there is motivation. They are motivational speakers. I am talking about those that you can, evidently you are seeing something is happening. One like this, if you do two like this, everybody go further. If you stand from far, hit air like this, your direction, boom, something will hit you, you go further. If you stand here like this and do like this over there, you will fall down. You know that one anointing. Eh? Or you want to talk about TB Joshua? You can't fault that one now. Before my eye, you are seeing it. I have seen it now raw before my eyes. You say no be miracle. He's a miracle. Somebody with, when TB Joshua, he don't come down now. My presence, breast cancer that swell like this. He point finger. The thing busted. He had to run back. And he said, in 3 days, let the woman come. The thing will be tried. I follow it up. 3 days after I go to see. The thing tried. The wound healed. You say, a devil be that. Now you know devil. I'm going somewhere. I never finish. Why is God releasing these miracles? Is what I've been talking since that time. Exodus chapter 4. Chapter 4. Let me just take a reading there. We all know the call of Moses. Chapter 4, from verse 1. Now God gave Moses a message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What was the message that God gave Moses? What was his assignment? What was the assignment God gave Moses to go and do in Egypt before say Pharaoh? Let my people go. Let my people go. That is the ministry of Moses. His ministry is to go and bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. Moses, what is your call? My call is to go to Egypt and tell Pharaoh, let my people go, thus say the Lord. I repeat, what is the ministry of Moses? I have a message from God to you, Pharaoh. Let my people go. I have a message to the people of God that are in bondage. God said, I should come and tell Pharaoh to tell you, go out of Egypt. Two groups of people, Pharaoh and the Jews themselves. Because Pharaoh can say go, and the children will say, I no go. That's why I sing that song. Don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? He said, it's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee, freedom. It's freedom. I started by saying, there is a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. He said, and we only reach that shore by faith decree. He said, one by one.
One by one we gain.
Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Faith to faith.
Where the ring. The golden bells for you and me.
It is jubilee. But see what something that he said. The next verse. Verse 1, chapter 4. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me. If I just come and say, God say, you should not wear trousers, sister. God say, sister, don't pervert your hair. Don't bleach, brother, don't bleach. If I tell them, say, God say, leave your denominational antichrist system. If I tell them so, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, the Lord has not appeared unto me. The Lord has not appeared unto me. And the Lord said unto him, Moses, what is in thy hand? And he said, what did he say? So now, God is about to answer Moses to do something that will make the people Believe him. Believe the message. Verse 3. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground. And it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. Fear. Stick where the hole before. No, no, send a snake at the hole. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take him by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. Hey. Hallelujah. Verse 5. That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared unto thee. That they might believe that the Almighty God has appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, now, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. And we took it out. Behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again. And plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was torn again as his other flesh. All of us, let's read verse 8 together. Everybody, shall we go? And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. This scripture alone should stop, should help people to assess every ministry. This scripture alone should help you access every ministry. Every ministry. Moses was sent to Egypt with a message. The message is, let my people go. But they will not believe him. He knows those people. Even Pharaoh will not believe him. Then he said, put this sign. Because when you put this sign, the first sign, they begin to tell them what the message is. If they still don't believe, do the second sign again. He said, if they don't believe the voice, what is the emphasis? What is the emphasis? You are not with me. What is the emphasis? Somebody shout voice. Shout it again. Shout it again. If you have been following all our teachings in this ministry, there is the three stages for the rapture. Amen. The first, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend first with what? A shout. And what? The voice of the archangel. And what? The trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise. That is the process. Three stages. The shout. That archangel voice. Shout. And that voice is still shouting. To shout, you are saying something. But the way it is said is descriptive of the way it will sound. It will be a shout. Why did he call it shout? Because in the latter times, according to Apostle Paul, some will not endure sound doctrine, but with itching ears, they will heap to themselves teachers with itching ears. Hallelujah. That is one. For people who have problem with their hearing, when you want to talk, the spirit wants to talk, it will not just be, for God so loved the world, give your life to Christ. He will shout. He will say it in a way to call your attention. He will say it hard I'm not talking about the volume. The volume. You can shout and not necessarily disturb people. There is a shout that is disturbance. But there is a shout that wakes up somebody. Because, remember, in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 6, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, it was at midnight that there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. And they all arose. It means they were sleeping. And some people sleep very deep. In your Methodist church or Baptist church, very deeply asleep. Catholics, their own, no be even sleep, now die. Praise the Lord. So the kind of message that will pull you to go in the rapture will not be a parting message. And secondly, it is the evening light of gospel. Night is coming. Evening market. Now it is evening market. Praise the Lord. So the emphasis is the voice. Hallelujah. Go and tell them my message. But they will not hear you. They will not believe you. Therefore, to make you to believe Moses, he gave him a sign. Amen. He gave them a sign. Moses' ministry was not to go and turn sticks to snakes. Is that what God sent him to do? Why are these sisters not answering me? Because if you don't want to talk, no, they sit up on front again. Hey, I like this word they said that for here. Listen, church. God did not send Moses to go and turn sticks to snakes. He didn't send him like that. Anybody that said his ministry is deliverance. I was watching one at the Warri, and I told Pastor Weston, as we were watching it, I said, he took one. He took one boy that was possessed. And then small time, he called like, carry. The man will fall down. Again, the man will fall down. Two things I observed. Number one, all that crowd that sat down there, they were watching a stage show. And for hours, when he finished with one, he'll bring another one. And then the man himself is sweating. He's sweaty. And I looked at it. And I said that I don't see where Jesus sweat before he cast out any spirit. I don't see where Apostle Paul sweat before he cast out any spirit. Brother Maduka Cosmos, he gave an example of that great man of God, T.L. Osborne, how he encountered William Branham. And what attracted him, he said, they Pentecostals, they know what they do. When they see a demon, they will shout, they will scream, they will remove their coat, you must go. He said he was sitting right there, and a deaf and dumb boy was brought, deaf and dumb. And that's because somebody, his wife, T.L. Osborne's wife, was in the meeting the previous day. I told him, come and see one man. Welcome our town. T.L. Osborne, a Pentecostal preacher that believed in power. When he came, he said he was sitting down in the congregation. He said he watched when they brought that deaf and dumb. And he said that William Branham brought the boy. He said, held him. He said, T.L. Osborne said he was sitting in the congregation. He could hardly hear Brother Branham's prayer for the boy. He said, he just looked at him. You deaf and dumb spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get out. The blood of Jesus has set him free. You have no right to be here. I set this boy free by the name of Jesus. Then he said, Go, he is free. He no shout. Amen. He no shout. Amen. God's attributes we are
manifested to his bride in this last age. We have called a revelation by the last prophet message. And we know who we are and what we are risen for. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Original. Hallelujah. Okay, let me finish my story. I hope you are not tired. The man had worry. He took the man, he's sweating. Amen. Okay. Then the boy will fall down. All his clothes dirty. All everywhere fall down. Everywhere fall down. And I asked my brother Weston. I said, is it this boy he's dealing with or the spirit? Is it the spirit he's torturing or that boy? He did it constantly, did it. And the whole church, they are looking at him as a super powerful man. I am looking at something else in that man. I am looking at an entertainer. I am looking at a magician. I am looking at nothing but, what do you call him? A comedian. You are thinking that he's a man of God, but I am looking at something else. And you know what? He cannot try that in Europe. Police will come and pick him up. You are torturing somebody. Before that program finished, police will pick you up. If he doubts me, let him go to Europe and try that. They will ban him from entering Europe for the rest of his life. And then he will be facing court charges. That is not what we are called to do. Then they stayed here on a Sunday from 8 a.m. till sometimes late in the evening. And all that took place that day is power, 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 power. At the end, what is the voice? See him. That's right. That's right. Praise the Lord. At the end of that service, what was the message? Did you go to church? What happened in the church? Kai, that man get anointed. At the end, what is the message? What is your message? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Therefore, we that are revelated, behind every power gift that you have, It is to enable you to deliver the message. It is to enable you to deliver the message. And what is the message that God has given us? It's the message, the ministry of reconciliation. To reconcile the sinner back to his maker. That's why I spoke earlier on. I said, the greatest power that exists on earth is not you beating your belly and people they fall down. The greatest power that exists on earth is the power that will convert a sinner to a saint. That is the power that God has given us. That's the power God has given us. That's the ministry He has given us. We will continue next Friday. Don't finish this one. Can we stand up?